Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Taf Ches, 408. The first mitzvah in Parshas Maaseh. Maaseh only has six mitzvos, and a number of them are related. Today's mitzvah is for Bnei Yisrael to give the Levim the cities that they were going to live in. The Torah tells us in Perek Lamed Hey. So we just skip the first half of Parshas Maaseh, which is all about the Masos and all the places where Bnei Yisrael encamped and splitting up of the instructions of splitting up of the land. So that is all no mitzvah counted in the first half of Maaseh. So we start with Chamishi in Parshas Maaseh, in this last Parsha in Sefer Bamidbar. Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Barvos Moav al Yarden Yerichol Yemor. Hashem says to Moshe, Tzav is Bnei Yisrael. Command Bnei Yisrael. Yoshua ben Nun is going to put this into practice, but the mitzvah is on all Bnei Yisrael. V'nasnu l'alviyim minachalas achuzasam arim l'sheves. They will give to the Leviim, each from their nachla, every shevet got a portion in Eretz Yisrael, they will each give cities for Bnei Yisrael, for the Leviim to live in. U'migrash le'arim sevivo sehem tenu l'alviyim. And migrash, the fields around, they will give as well. V'hayu he'arim lohem l'sheves. Those cities will be for the Leviim to live in, umigrishayem, and the fields around those cities will be livhemtam, balirchusham, for their animals, for their assets, ulachol chayasam. Umigrishayem, then the Torah goes through the exact geographical areas of the city. There was the field, and there was places where you were allowed to plant, places where you weren't allowed to plant. If you remember back in Sefer Vayikra, we discussed there's an Isser Da'araisa to mess around, to change the structure that the Torah demands. In terms of the 2,000 animals outside the city, what is allowed to be planted? What is not allowed to be planted is supposed to be beautiful. So there's an Issur D'oraisa. But today we get to the mitzvah of giving the Leviim those cities. That is today's mitzvah, which we will talk about. And then the Torah adds on, after mentioning those cities, the Es Ha'arim Asher Titnu L'Aviyim Es Shesh Arei HaMiklat Asher Titnu, included in the cities that we give to the Leviim are the six Arei Mikla, which we'll have a couple of mitzvahs about as well. V'Aleihem Titnu Arba Mushtayim Ir. Besides those six Arei Mikla, there are 42 Levite cities. The Torah says, Kol Asher Titnu L'Aviyim, so altogether, if you want to do the math, 6 plus 42 is Arbaim Ushmona Ir Eshem Es Migrashayim. 48 cities given to the Leviim. That is today's mitzvah. Says the Sefer HaChinuch. Even before we get to that, there are a couple of mitzvahs that are related to today's mitzvah. Today's mitzvah is giving the 42 cities to the Leviim. Mentioned along the way, the Chinuch is going to mention also the other six. But keep in mind that in a couple of days from now, we will have a separate mitzvah, which is about setting up the Arei Mikla. Well, actually, the main mitzvah of setting up the Arei Mikla is later on, in Parsha Shoftim, in Mitzvah Tav Kuf Chaf. Mitzvah 520, in Parsha Shoftim we have Mitzvah Lahachin Sheish Ari Miklat. It's a mitzvah to set up the six Ari Miklat, which will be designated specifically for someone who killed B'Shogeg to run to. Lahavdil Sheish Ari Miklat Me'ariel Aviyim Shetiena Mo'ados Lanus Shama Makanevish B'Shkaga. Those will be designated for them. Here we have the mitzvah of setting up the others, not setting up, but giving the other cities to the Leviim. Altogether, both of them are collate, both of them serve as protection from the relatives of the victim of the Goel Hadam, but there are six that are designated as Ari Miklat, and the other 42 just act as respite and rescue, but they're not called Ari Miklat. We'll have to see the lumdis for that. But there are other mitzvahs as well that are connected. If you look at two mitzvahs from now, mitzvah Taf Yud, there's a mitzvah upon Bez Din to make sure everybody goes to the Ari Miklat. Right, everybody should go there, and the Rotzeach B'Shogeg has a mitzvah to go there. Right, that's as we mentioned. Mitzvahs aren't all actions that we want to do. It just means in every circumstance, this is what the Torah prescribes for us to do. So this is a mitzvah that hopefully nobody ever will have to do. But either way, these are a couple of mitzvahs that are related to each other. But an important ha'ara, which we'll get back to a little bit later, is the Chinuch following the Rambam counts two separate mitzvos. One for the 42, that's today's mitzvah. He seems to include the other six, but this mitzvah is called giving the Leviim their cities, and the six is setting up the Ari Miklat. The Zayim LaTorah has a beautiful ha'ara. We mentioned this back in Sefer Vayikra when we discussed changing the Ari Leviim, the structure of what they look like. Why does the Torah say that and formulate the mitzvah as the you, Bnei Yisrael, should make sure to give the Leviim these cities? Why didn't, in the giving over of and separating and giving out of the land, why didn't every Shevet get their portion, including the Levim getting their portion? Why didn't it come straight from Hashem, like all the other lands? All the other portions came straight from the Ur Metumim, straight from the Goro. It was Reuben gets this portion, and Yehuda gets this portion, and Binyamin gets this portion, and Asher and Dan. So the Levim should get these cities. No, it's not that. Everybody gets their land, and then everybody has to give from their land certain cities. Why? Makes it just as an extra step that's not needed. Says Rav Sarotskin in Lazayim LaTorah, it is needed. It is needed. Why is it formulated like this? He says two reasons. He says number one, as you might have guessed, when we support people who are dedicating their lives to Torah, when we give money to the yeshivos that are helping our children, we can't just do the basics. We have to give them as much as we can. A whole city they gave to the Levim. Shetzrichim lidok shiulolom de Torah gam by beis dira lashavas. Halotire. Shalom siva Hashem lasso zecher leman vebe'er. Shachanu v'shasidim mena b'midbar. Ela lasuko shahoshiv osana b'midbar. Sukkah. That's an anchor. You have to give him a house. Give him a city. So we have to make sure that when we give tzedakah, we have to make sure to give above and beyond. Even a all the needs that come with giving over a city, number one. Number two, fascinatingly, he says, maybe it's also so that the person who kills Bishkaga, the Israel who kills Bishkaga, when he goes to the Ari Levium, he won't feel like a total, total stranger. Because after all, he gave some money. He gave some money. He gave over this city, so he has a chelik in it, so he doesn't feel like a total stranger, even though he's supposed to feel like a ger. Either way, the Azayin LaTorah has that ha'ara, and you have to look if there are any other answers that are given by the Mefarshim. Okay, either way, the Chinuch says, now let's get into the mitzvah. Says the Chinuch. Shenitz Tavinu Yisrael, Laseis L'Shevet Levi, Arim L'Sheves Bahen, Acher She'en Lem Chelek Ba'aretz. We, B'nai Yisrael, are commanded to give to Shevet Levi cities to dwell in, since they don't have a chelek. They don't have a separate portion in Eretz Yisrael, so we have to give them cities to live in. Shenemar, right? The only Levium don't work. A couple weeks out of the year, they work in the Beis HaMikdash, but other than that, they're at home. And they're supposed to be the lights, the leaders of Klal Yisrael, the teachers. So therefore, they have to have a place to live. Shenamar, Tzavis B'nai Yisrael. The parsha starts off with that. V'nasu l'alviyam minachlas achuzasam arim l'shavis. V'nera b'sof ha-parsha, it says at the end of the parsha, 48 cities. Ume ela ha-arim shalaviyam ha-yamem arim miyuchados. Lios miklad ha-rotzeach. Some of these cities of Leviyam are specifically for arim miklat. B'kulam ha-yulo miklat. But all of them have miklat. If you look in the Rambam, when the Rambam talks about these two mitzvahs, he has the mitzvah Kuf Pei Beis, Ari Miklat, and Kuf Pei Gimel, Ari Levim. The Rambam says, and he quotes this, Elo Ari Levim, Heim Ari Miklat HaKoltos Al Torah Miyuchad B'Vesachas Makos. They also function as Ari Miklat. But it's interesting, the Rambam does not mention at all the Ari Miklat. He says these all function as Ari Miklat, but he doesn't mention those. He has more of a total separation. Either way, we continue. Says the Chinuch, Ubisev Shoftim B'Mitzvos Ari Miklat B'Simit Tav Kuf. Look later on, mitzvah that we just mentioned earlier, that there is a specific mitzvah relating to Arei Miklat. The Sefer, the Minchas Chinuch here in Oz Gimel wonders if Levium become more and more and very numerous, can we have more than 48 cities? Or do you just expand the cities? Is this a minimum? Is this a maximum? Is this a gzeras akasiv? The Minchas Chinuch wonders about that. Veinim avur im gzeras akasiv hi litein lohem me arei shiva ha'amimin shmona v'arbaim ir. Is it a gzeras akasiv im acharach nesrabo levim ve'eno maspik lohem mikol makom meinosim lam yo. So you can't give it more. 48 and that's it. Oh, efshar, or maybe da'az b'shas chila ka'aretz ha'is maspik lohem. At that time, it was enough. Toya galiv yadul, if re'mi sh'amar v'haya ha'olam, Hashem knew the maspik lohem. Hashem knew this would be enough for the Levim going in then. But uludaros habayim, srichin liten yosirim yitzarchu. But if you need more in the future, you can have more. Oh, back to the first side, Ugzeres HaKasiv. So he has that question. He says it is not known exactly whether we would ever be able to be Marbe. There is a Rambam. The Rambam says in Ilchus Rotzeach that the Torah itself says we're going to add on three more Arei Miklat, Bizman Mashiach. But the Torah says that's going to be. So we know that for sure, even though we have the six, but there are going to be three three more added on. That is the Minchas Chinuch. If you look earlier, though, in the... Actually, let's do this first. The Rambam has an important discussion in the end of Hilchos Shemitah v'Yovel, where all of these mitzvahs appear. The Rambam says in Perek Yud Gimel, Kol Sheva Levi Musarin Shlo Yanchu Le'Eretz Kanan. Sheva Levi is not allowed to get a portion in Eretz Yisrael. V'chein Hei Musarin Shlo Yitlu Chelek Bebiza B'Shash Kovshin Es Sa'arim. And during the time of conquest, they don't get spoils. But then the Rambam adds, Yireli, it appears to me, and we know that is always introducing a chiddush of the Rambam. The Rambam says, Yireli, she'ein hadvarim amurim, ela ba'aret she'nichrisa aleha bris la'avram li'yisak li'yakov. When do we say that the Levi'im do not get a portion? And they don't get spoils. That's only the original Eretz Yisrael. V'yershuha b'neihem, b'nischalka lehem, what was split up, the land that was promised to the Avos. Aval shar kol ha'aratzos, she'kovish melech mimalcha Yisrael. What if David HaMelech, what if Shlomo, what if any melech in history decides, though, to expand the borders of Eretz Yisrael? Harei ha'kohanim v'leviim b'osan ha'aratzos, u'bevizasan kachol Yisrael. The Leviim can get an equal portion. Get an equal portion at the Beforish Rambam. The Rabbit is not so convinced of it, but the Radvaz here says it makes sense. Right? It only says ba'art sam lo tinchal mashma ba'art sam hamyuchedus lahem aval shara ratzos einim mechal zeh. Even though the Melech has authority to expand the borders in terms of giving a kedusha, but those expanded borders, whose shevet does it go to? Who gets a portion of those expanded borders? They were never given out. Every shevet gets a portion, including Levi. That's the shita of the Rambam. Important shita. Good. One other ha'ara the Minchas Chinuch has here, talking about discussing borders in the top of the column in Os Beis. The Minchas Chinuch says that he finds much difficulty with the Gemara in Baba Basra on Daf Kuf Chav Beis. He just can't understand the Gemara. The Gemara says that La'asil Lavo, the Levium will get a portion in Eretz Yisrael. They're going to get a portion based on a pasuk in Yechezkel talking about the future, going through the portions, and it says Sha'ar Levi. Right? Levi's going to get a section also. And he quotes this from the Smag, and he says the Sifri, the Medrash, doesn't mention it. He thinks the Medrash is against the Gemara. But he wonders, first skinny line, Ube'emes ani tamal shasar lanu. Where does the Gemara get this from? Okay, based on a pasuk? But I don't understand this. Kivadu lav batorah deshevet Levi lo yitzul is a separate isadaraisa. The Shevet Levi does not get a portion. They only get these 48 cities. Hech tis'aker ha-mitzvah b'imei melech ha-mashiach. How is it going to change? We know the Gemara says in Megillah, daf beis, ein ha-navi rashay l'chadish davar. Yechezkel can't be mechadish adin. And it's in circles. And if he was Mechadish Adin, and therefore this mitzvah is not eternal, then it shouldn't be counted as a mitzvah. It's one of the rules and regulations for counting a mitzvah. Only a mitzvah that is eternal do you count. Karbanos are eternal, we just can't bring them now. But the mitzvah of Karbanos are eternal. But let's say not going out of your house on the night of of Pesach, or the Isser of going to collect the mun. Those aren't mitzvahs because those weren't ladoros. So if the Gemara says that this is going to be changed in the future, so how can you count it as a mitzvah? And if it's not going to be changed, how can the Gemara suggest it? Either way, the Minchas Chinuch does not answer this question. He just wonders, Sarach Ian, where the Gemara gets it from. He then notes, though, that the Rambam and the Chinuch do not quote this. They do not quote this. They just say, Lasa Lavo, Pashtus, is going to be as is today. Right? He says it must be that they paskin like the Medrash against the Gemara. I don't know why they paskin against the Gemara. So A, I don't know why the Gemara said it. But once the Gemara said it, for whatever reason, it's amazing, he says that the Rambam and the Chinuch do not quote it. Okay, that has to do with the numbers. Let's continue, and then we'll get to some beautiful lumdas. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shorash mitzvah zu yaduahu. The Shorash of this mitzvah is known. Ki Shevet Levi, Mivchar HaShvatim, B'nachon Lavodes Beis Hashem. Shevet Levi, who is the chosen one of the Shvatim. What makes them chosen? Well, they were the ones that stood up by Har Sinai. Right, by the Egel, who said, right, Mila Shem Eli, and they took charge. Ve'en lo chelukim Yisrael b'nachla sadas v'kramim. They don't get a portion in Eretz Yisrael, because they're serving in the Mikdash. Aval arim hayu tzrichim lahem al kopanim l'sheves heimu b'nehem v'tabim v'kol chayasam. They needed a place to live. They needed a place to live, and therefore, u'mipnei goldo ma'alasam v'kosher pa'alam v'chinerkam, because of their great value, Nivchara artsam liklot kol hori nevi bishkaga. They themselves, just being in the city, sanctify the city. That in turn gives it the power to protect, to be kolad and function as an ir miklat. Number one, va'otam acher, and that's why you have to give it to them. You have to give it to them because they are the special people who are supposed to be our leaders. They deserve to have a place to live. Once they're there, though, it also functions as an ear miklat. V'yotam acher b'davar, and another reason is, ki b'yosam anshei levav yiduin b'malos hamidos, v'chachmas zichbados, also because they hopefully are on such high levels and are perfected in midos, yadua lakol shelo yistimu harotzeach, she'inatz olem lo yigubo. If the murderers who murdered by accident are there, they wouldn't look down upon them. They're such purity, they have such purity of character, so they'll take them in and they'll realize it was a shogeg and they'll be able to be makariv them and not marchik them. Just like they did, right? Everything is l'shem shemayim, just like by the egel. When, right, the pasuk says, right, Omer aviv limo lo reisiv as a chav lo ikir, right, the pasuk in Zos HaBracha, describing Shevet Levi, that they didn't even show favoritism to their own family. So whatever Hashem wants, so too, here, it's whatever Hashem wants us to protect these people and beloved, and love them, so we will do that. So that's the second idea why the mitzvah, a second idea why the Ari Levium are given to them. A, they cause the klita, and number two, they will hopefully be ma'areach, the rotzchim shogeg, properly. Good. The Minchas Chinuch has a question here, which maybe will get us into a larger discussion. In Ozvav, on top, the Minchas Chinuch wonders, we know that the measurements of these cities are given exactly. These cities that we have to give the Levium, the measurements are given exactly. 1,000 amos of this and 2,000 amos of this. What type of amos do we use? We know we have fat amos and tight amos in halacha. So what do we use for these amos? So Yeshlis topic, he says, Khan, im nostim lahem sochakos? Are they loose amos? The suffix, and then they're big? The suffix mitzvah lechomer, because after all, it's a suffix yisurim. This is a mitzvah darai, so they have to be machmir. Oefshar, or we say, no! This is really in the world of mamonis. Right, because after all, these cities are being taken from other Jews. Kivan di Yisrael muchzakim v'tzrichim liten la'laviim havei lesafek mamon l'kula b'nosan lahem rak otzvos. So that's his suffek. Right, what type of amos? Maybe this could be dependent on a beautiful discussion in the Mitzvahs HaMelech that Rabbi Samant has. And again, he goes back to the question we asked before. Why is it that there are two separate mitzvahs? If all 48 cities of the Levium function as Ari Miklat, why are there six designated Ari Miklat? That's a separate mitzvah. And then these other 42 that are counted in today's mitzvah. So he says, with a number of nafgamina, a beautiful lumdus, that maybe there's a difference in the cheftza of these cities. The Ari Miklat inherently are Ari Miklat, cities of refuge. They happen to also allow Levium to live there, but inherently they're Ari Miklat. The other 42 are just the opposite. They're inherently Ari Levium. They happen to be collate and provide protection also, but inherently they're not. What's the nafgamina? The Gemara says the nafgamina. These rotzchim that are killed b'shogeg, that go live in the cities, do they have to pay rent to the Levium that live there? So the Gemara says, by the six, no. By the 42, yes. He says, it's beautiful. By the six, they're inherently Ari Mikla. They're cities of refuge. That's their ultimate purpose. You're right, Levium are allowed to live here, but it's not theirs. And that's why you wouldn't have to pay rent to them. Masha'enke, but the other 42, those are cities of Levium. Yes, okay, we'll allow you to run there too and provide refuge. But that's a side point. That's Derech Agav. And that's why you would have to provide rent for them. Number one. Number two, another interesting discussion. The Arachayim HaKadosh says that if the murderers in these 42 cities, if the murderers become so much, so prevalent, and there's not a Makam Dir L'Shneihem, who has to leave? Who's Nidchem Mipnei Mi? Who has to leave? The Levium have to leave or the Rotzchem have to leave? Says the Arachayim HaKadosh, right here. He says, in the six Ari Miklat, the Levium have to leave. In the other 42 cities, the Rotzchem have to leave to go find another Ir Miklat. So it's beautiful. Why? In those six cities, it's not the Levium. They're just allowed to live there. It's really inherently for the Rotzchem. So that's why the Levium would have to leave if there's not enough room. Mashiach, in the 42 cities, the Levium get to stay there. And the Rotzchem are the ones that would have to leave. This is why the Mitzvah Zanach explains there are two separate mitzvahs. Because they're two very different ideas. They're all collate, yes, and they're all places where the Levium live, but what's the Iker, what's the Tafel? That's why it's counted as two separate mitzvahs. Another Nafkamini quotes is a machlokas in the Yerushalmi, where a Levi could say Vidui Maisros. Whether he could say Vidui Maisros, whether he could declare that this is his land. So again, is it his land? Maybe the 42 cities is his land that was given to him, while the six cities were not. one final, actually two final nafkaminas, and that is, number one, he quotes a fascinating Rambam. I'm sorry, it's not a Rambam, it's a Meshech Chachma, based on a Rambam. But the Meshech Chachma says, after the Churban Bayis Rishon, Batzlu Arei Leviim. There were no more Arei Leviim. Those whole discussion of the 48 cities, right? The no more Arei Leviim after Churban Bayis Rishon. But the Arei Miklat stayed after Churban Bayis even. What do you mean? If they're all are, if they're all the same, they're all the same. The answer is they're not all the same. The Leviim lost their status because Nachlas were lost after Bayis Rishon. But the Arei Miklat, that has an inherent status separate from being a city of Leviim. That's just Derech Agav. So that's a nafkamina between them as well. There's already four. But maybe we could add on one, this idea. The Menachas Chinuch's question of is this Isurim, is this Mamonis? Right? Is it, which type of Amos do you use? So maybe when it comes to Ir Miklat, you use the Amos, the big Amos, because that's a din of creating that city. That's not just Dini Mamonis. Mashiachin, the other 42 are Dini Mamonis. That really becomes the cities of Leviim. So one would be able to use the smaller Amos, possibly. Okay, finishing up, the last paragraph, in Oheges Mitzvah Zu, Bizmach Yisrael Shroyim Alad Masan. This mitzvah applies when Bnei Yisrael are living in Eretz Yisrael, the Himana Mitzvah Zamutalos Alad Tzibur Kulam. And it's not a private, individual mitzvah, it's a communal mitzvah. V'yozer HaShem, Ula Asil Lavo, look what he says, Achar Yerusha V'Yeshiva, after, when Mashiach comes, after we're settled back in the land, Nikaye Mitzvahs Asezu, Bimhera V'Yameinu Amen. When Mashiach comes, we're going to fulfill this mitzvah again. The Menachas Chinuch said earlier, this also seems to prove that against the Gemara. Because what did the Gemara say? The Leviim are going to get a chalek in the future? But I thought the only reason they get these cities are because they don't have a chalek. If they're going to have a chalek, maybe they shouldn't have these cities. So the Menachas Chinuch says maybe that's another clue and hint that tells us that the Chinuch rejects that Gemara, just as the Gemara, the Rambam did not quote that Gemara in Baba Basra Kuf Chav Beis that says La'asa Lavo, Leviim will get Mehiri Bana Beis Hamikdash, and we will Be'ez Hashem see who we hold like. But either way, this is an important mitzvah. Okay, this gets the ball rolling into Parshas Maaseh. Five more mitzvos left to Sefer Bamidbar.